Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Rock, Hunter.
What up? What's happening?
Yeah, Ace. 6:15. Good to have you back,
it's
buddy.
It's Tuesday, man. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You made a comment earlier, and I was like, oh, okay, but it worked out when we were talking.
I had to, like, open up the time thing on my computer just to make sure. I'm like, is it really Wednesday? Okay, it is.
The calendar? Is that what you mean by the time thing?
The calendar? What did I say?
The time thing? You know, the day list.
In the corner. The bottom right corner of that thing.
You know, the day collection, that thing. It tells you what day it is. Yeah, all right. I think we need a couple days to get you back at it.
You know, the compass thing.
That thingy, right? You know, the thingy. Anyway, hey, let's get to your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Now, just so you know, I saved this story for when you were here. Like, I didn't want to just read it by myself. It's too good. I need someone to talk to about this.
Appreciate
some guy in England recently showed up to the ER with something stuck up the old no-go hole. And he claimed it happened by accident, which is always what
street?
They say.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway.
He said it was an accident. In this case, the object lodged deep inside was an old World War II artillery shell. Basically, a huge bullet used to take out tanks. It's about 2.5 inches. He's still alive. No. The I don't think the round is still alive. Of course, I don't know. Let's dig deeper into this. This is my first time talking.
I don't want you dig. I'll watch.
He claimed he had been cleaning a bunch of junk out of his house when he found it. He put it on the floor, slipped, and then landed on it, took us first.
Oh, dude, no.
Now, look, I'm not saying
this
guy's
violent.
I'm not saying this guy's some degenerate pervert, okay? He very well could have been cleaning and then slipped and fell, and you know what I mean? It could have happened.
Oh, so okay, I got you. So
that's what he's saying. Doctors were able to remove the shell, then realized it might be dangerous and called in the bomb squad. Luckily, it wasn't actually something that could explode. They said it was a, quote, inert lump of metal, so there was no risk to life, at least not to anyone else. He is expected to make a full recovery.
Have you ever seen these shells?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude.
Dude, so yeah. My dad at the house has a few of these on display, just different size shells.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
These things get very large, Brock. Oh,
dude,
very large.
This one was made for taking out a tank, all right?
Oh, yeah.
2.5 inches in diameter. Now, look, I've taken some hearty, you know, in my day, but that even that, I'd be like, no, I don't think I can handle that. I don't think I can handle that.
How? God, what are you doing, man? They make things for that.
Yeah.
If you're interested in that subject, there's like a building you can walk into. They have nice,
exactly.
You know, it's shaped.
There's people that are you don't need to embarrass
advice.
Talking to them about it. They'll go, they'll help you out. Like, hey, well, I recommend this. Or are you new to it? Why don't you start with this one? You know, there's places to go if you're curious, okay?
They don't have firing pins,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. They aren't made to take out a Panzer full of Nazis. I mean, come on now, buddy. Now, again, I'm not saying he did this on purpose. He very well could have fallen, but I'm going to say wink, wink, nudge, nudge. He didn't fall on this thing, okay? Okay.
No. And if he did, God help us. Oh, man.
If he did, you know what? Wear different shoes next time you're cleaning your house,
right.
Okay? Maybe
something
with a little more grip on there. Yeah, yeah. It's the damnedest thing. It was covered in KY jelly. I was completely naked, and I slipped and fell on it. It's the damnedest thing.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be naked with lube-covered, dog-shaped objects in your house. How about that, buddy?
Hey, when this guy's healed, let's go check. Why does he got these shells laying around his house anyway?
Yeah. Fire in the hole! All right.
No.
That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.
Brock and